too late, everybody.
I see.
Melvin Sparks checking out the beat conductor Mad Lib on the Blue Note Records, keeping the funk alive.
Music from Mad Lib right here on WRUU LP.
Mad Lib.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all good, right?
This is Reuben Wilson. Check out Mad Lib.
Hey, Reuben. Anyway, music from Mad Lib right here on WRUU LP. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. My name is John. Here I am with you until 8 o'clock on Savannah's community radio station, coming at you live from Troop Square or nearby in beautiful downtown Savannah, Georgia, USA, Earth. On WRULP 107.5 FM. Other places, WRUU.org. Again, right there, Mad Lib. We heard Mystic Bounce from the LP Shades of Blue. Mad Lib invades Blue Note, released on Blue Note in 2003. Before that, the Roy Ayers Ubiquity brought us Mystic Voyage, a 1975 release. I believe on the Polydor record label. The LP is called Mystic Voyage. We started off the set with Ray Barretto with Together, album of the same name, released in 1969. Happy to be with you. Hope everybody's doing okay out there in radio and computer internet land. Quick message for you. The 36th annual Savannah Jazz Festival is on September the 17th through the 23rd. It's the largest, it's the greatest entirely free week-long music event in the region. The Savannah Jazz Festival features world-class blues, gospel, and jazz, and this year's special guests include bluesman Victor Rainwhite, singer Carmen Bradford, and the legendary Wycliffe Gordon. Added to this are local legends and great military and college bands. Check out the full schedule at SavannahJazzFest.com. Perhaps we'll be playing some music from some of those performers here on the station. Maybe that's something that Larry Dane Kellogg will do on his Monday night show called Something Else. Although he's looking from a little bit further back. But who knows what he'll do? You don't know. It's community radio, right? Let's get back to the music. Someone's got to do it, so I'll do it. Here's new music from Beck.
You sang your swan song to the dogs.
Yeah.
Rock music from Queens of the Stone Age. That track's called The Evil Has Landed from brand new record, I think this month, on the Matador label. The record's called Villains. Before that, more Queens of the Stone Age. We heard I Sat by the Ocean. That's from the 2013 release called Like Clockwork, also on Matador. I played that one not because it has anything to do with the new Beck track that preceded it, but because I think the guitar sound is a little bit the same in both songs. And so we started that set with a little bit of Dead Air and then Dear Life. And that's a new release, new single from Beck. Will be on the LP called Colors on Capitol, I think, out in October. Could that be? I'm not up on my Beck news, but someone had to play it, so I did. Span the Gap, an association of local artists and community activists, has joined with the Beach Institute to sponsor a symposium, which will be a free public discussion on renaming the Talmadge Bridge, moderated by the Honorable Dr. Otis S. Johnson, former mayor of Savannah and one of my heroes. Renaming the Talmadge Bridge discussion will be held at the Savannah Theater. That's at 222 Bull Street on Chippewa Square from 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday, September the 5th. The public is invited to attend, and I do believe that we are going to record and rebroadcast that discussion here on your community radio station, WRUU, because that's what we do. If you would like to support that type of thing, I couldn't believe anybody would support the type of thing I do, but, you know, rebroadcasting that discussion is worthy. Please consider making a donation to the station. You can do that at our website, WRUU.org. You can make a one-time contribution or a recurring one. It helps keep the lights on here at the radio station. Every voice you hear on the air is that of a volunteer, but that does not mean this radio station is free. Tower rental, engineering fees. If you could look at this console I'm looking at, I think it was manufactured about 1986. Someday it will have no more life left in it, and we'll need to replace it, and that's why we need your help. We are your community radio station. We are here for you, and we hope you can be here for us. Did I rip that off of something? Maybe another station's pledge drive? Could be. Again, my name's John. I'm here until 8 o'clock. Then your man, Seaport Pat, is here with Crucial Rhythms, the reggae show. He's followed up by Aaron with Pillow Fight. Aaron, I think, has a funk show planned for tonight, so you don't want to miss that. Then Hamsud and Big Tex are here for Rigor Mortis, a celebration of Big Tex's home state, which is Vermont. No, it's Texas, so all Texas music tonight on Rigor Mortis from 10 to 11, and then the legendary Joe Frank from 11 to midnight. And if you're making Friday morning plans, a lot of people talking about our new 8 o'clock Friday morning show called 8-Track Mind. These are like AM radio gold hits that never were. Lots of people talking about it. A very well thought out and put together show that you might enjoy if you're up at 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, which I will be. Here's music from a band called The What For. This track is called I Am Going to Destroy That Boy.
Oh,
music from Otis Redding right there. That's The Hucklebuck, that's right. From the 1968 Volt release called The Dock of the Bay. That sounds familiar, Mr. Otis Redding. With The Hucklebuck, unlike the many other versions of that track, there's a hyphen between Huckle and Buck. And I think that track dates back to the late 40s, probably. And this will make sense why I played it. No, it won't. But anyway, I have a reason. Before that, we heard music from Sir Isaac and the Doodads, and we can be relatively confident the Sir Isaac in question there is Mr. Isaac Hayes. We heard a track called The Big Dipper, and that's from a new compilation, or a compilation from last year called More from the Other Side of the Tracks, Stax Volt 45 RPM Rarities, 1960 to 1968, released on the British label Kent Soul. We started off the music with the What For, and that's fours in the number four. The What For brought us I Am Going to Destroy That Boy, and that's from a compilation called Honeybeat Groovy 60s Groovy 60s Girl Pop, released on the Real Gone Music label earlier this year. That brings us up to date. So The Hucklebuck, that's where we stop. Let me pause for a minute and mention that Trinity Sanctuary Concerts presents an evening of gypsy jazz with the Stefan Rimbel Band. Rimbel is one of the best gypsy jazz guitarists in the world. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. on September the 21st at Trinity United Methodist Church. That's at 225 West President Street on historic Telfair Square. More information is available at TrinitySanctuaryConcerts.com/shows for your gypsy jazz needs. Right, so music from Otis Redding ended us up there with Hucklebuck. There's a new release out, actually a re-release of Blockhead's first, I think it's first. It was self-released back in 2010, a Blockhead record called Uncle Tony's Coloring Book. It's out again, re-released on the Young Heavy Souls label. The track we're going to hear is called Hucklebuck Slice. It makes sense now, right? You're listening to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia. My name's John. The show's called Here It Is Tomorrow. Seaport Pat is in the house gearing up for Crucial Rhythms. I'll be back at you in a little bit. Here's Blockhead with the Hucklebuck Slice. Thank you. music from Panola on WRUULP. The track that you and I just heard is called Morningside/Dusk Reaches Glass from the band, or the artist Panola, otherwise known as Dylan Fagan. Music inspired by North Georgia in Atlanta. Got to know Dylan when he was involved at the online radio station operated by the local art colleges that's here, their Atlanta outpost. You can find out more about this on Bandcamp, and all the proceeds from this record are going to the Colon Cancer Alliance. Fun note, our very own Ian McCarthy, host of In the Pocket on Sunday nights, is credited on this record, did some work on it. Again, Cloudland by Panola, about North Georgia, but an artist now residing in Knoxville, Tennessee. Before that, we heard music from Blockhead. We heard The Music Scene, that's the title track from a 2010 Ninja Tune release. Before that, Hucklebuck Slice, also from Blockhead, from a re-release of a 2007 record called Uncle Tony's Coloring Book, out again on Heavy Souls. Record label, my name's John, I'm out of here. Seaport Pats up next with the reggae show called Crucial Rhythms. Couple of things to note, remember, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Forgotten or Never Were AM radio hits from the 70s and 80s with Jim. That's 8-Track Mind at 8 o'clock. Background Briefing with Ian Masters is next at 9. 10 o'clock, we broadcast Democracy Now. From 11 to noon, it's Blues Beyond the Liner Notes. I think Wayne is in for your man Brian this week again. I think brand new show starting at noon tomorrow, listening to literature. We've got some jazz after that. Then you want to catch this for sure. That Was Then, This Is Now with Henry from 3 to 4 p.m. And then at 5 o'clock, The Abyss. You don't want to miss that. That's when people are talking about, too. My name's John. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. I'll be back with you next Thursday at 7 p.m. Seaport Pat's up next. Found out a cool band or artist that I like. Two dudes, I guess. A duo. Is that what two people are called? This is music from Blondes. Learned about it from my friend Melissa up at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia. The track we're going to hear is come from their new record called Warmth. The track is called Clips, like Eclipse, I guess. This is Blondes on WRUU. Stick around, Seaport Pat's up next.